Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Yes, today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad and we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him, thank Him. You want to hear something crazy? I was... Where I'm at the 1400. This is the 1400 teaching. If you listen every day for every single day, that's 4 years. That's just absolutely crazy. And I'm just very, very thankful for God. And if you ever called to teach or whatever, I was years and years and years ago. I knew I should have started this and I didn't. And you just know. And when God's telling you to do something, just start doing it. And it doesn't matter what it is. If it has anything to do with life, or if He's telling you to maybe quit a job, if He's telling you to stay in a job, if He's telling you to, you know, whatever it is in life, just follow what He's saying and you're going to be absolutely blessed. And in all thy ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy path. And it's also, He gives you the strength and the ability to do. The other thing that I knew I should do, and I was kind of like fighting it, was start a fellowship and just start like a kind of a home Bible thing, where the, you know, a home Bible study is the best way to explain it. And I thought it was going to take a lot of my time. I thought it was going to drain my energy and just like these teachings. And the thing is it doesn't. It was the exact opposite. It's been filling me up. It's been changing my heart, my mind, and to the point where now I'm starting to do Sundays off, kind of a day of Sabbath to God, where I'm just taking time off and thanking Him for everything that He does and just being blessed. God is going to work with you to do those things that He wants you to do. And all you have to do is just follow it. You know, that little voice inside, you know what it is. You can always test the spirit by asking. Well, that one thing I do appreciate is you can test the spirit. If you go to John, I'm just going to jump through this real quick as I speak about this. If you go to 1 John chapter 4, I am there. But chapter 4 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try or test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." So if you get that little voice inside and you don't know, you know, you want to make sure you know where it's coming from, ask. Did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And you'll know. You will know. That might be a little deep this morning, but there you go. All right, I'm going to jump back to what I was going to go over this morning in Psalms chapter 23, verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." When you follow God, He's going to bring you into those green pastures, into a place of, it's better than a weed-filled pasture. it's full of good food, and that's where He's bringing you. "He restoreth my soul." What restores your soul? God's going to restore your soul. You just got to focus on Him. "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake." Now, this is Old Testament, so this is about the law, but He leads you in the path of uprightness. "Godly grief worketh a change in your moral position." And as you're changed into being a better person, as he's leading you into that uprightness before His eyes. Now, your spirit cannot sin. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. You are born spiritually new. You are a new created thing. And that thing cannot be blemished. You cannot be blemished. Your spirit cannot be blemished. However, the carnal man is walking in direct opposition. So you're in a straight betwixt two. The point is He's leading you to uprightness. And it's just such a wonderful place to be. A wonderful place to be. "Yo, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." We're in a shadow. Everybody's dying. Everybody's going to the grave. And though we walk through that, though we are walking through the valley where one day we're all going to die, unless Christ comes back, even though we're going through that, I'm not going to fear the evil that can come upon me. And the thing is that even if you don't, like even in like wars and in governments and all these things that can affect you, you can't go into your mind and stay into your mind that you're going to be afraid. God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of triumph. I mean, we are victorious over this life because of the deeds of Christ Jesus. Christ died in order that we could be free and stand in that liberty. I want to jump over to 20. I'm going fast today, but I want to jump over to verse 25 or chapter 25, verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease. If your soul's not dwelling at ease, turn to God, start to change what you're thinking about, start to change where you're acting in all thy ways. Again, acknowledge him, see where he wants you to go, and he shall absolutely direct thy path. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, that have that reverential awe of God, and he will show them his covenant. Mine, and that covenant is that he's going to be a God to you in your time. God is a God to you right now. And the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, that fear God, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn unto me and have mercy, active compassion upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. This guy's going through things and he turns to God. If you're going through things in your life, you got to turn to God. You got to change your mind. You got to change the things you think about. Whatever you think about makes you you. That's your heart. That's the seat of your distinctive character. As he thinketh, so he is. You got to change your mind. You got to put the word in and start to actually believe what God says. Believe what God says about himself and follow that. Have a beautiful day. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's biblical when you pray. You always pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky.
Well, Heavenly Father, I just lift up my shoulder again. I just pray that this thing goes away and that I can get back to being my normal self. I thank you for everybody that you put in my path and for the things that you do for us. I pray for our businesses. They continue to grow. I lift up the situation with that stump shop that we just continue to gain sales out of that so we can keep that thing rolling. Again, I thank you for the people that you surround me with. And I'm just thankful for the place you brought me. I never would have thought being out in the country would do that for me or do what is done. And I just thank you for each and every moment. I pray for your believers today that you just take care of them and bless them and for a great day. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.